mind one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Change Your Minds Online Empowering Faith series. Today, I am alone. Jessica is recovering from her run, so we want to wish her the best on her quest to 30 by 30. And in the meantime, I'm going to have an exciting time with our guest tonight. Our guest is a third-generation minister and business coach, and he is doing great things in the podcasting industry. And without further ado, I would love to introduce to everyone Steve Kidd. How are you doing today, Steve?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this evening?
I am great. I am so excited to finally talk to you in person. We've been Facebook friends for forever, but I'm finally getting to speak to you, and you know, you are wonderful. I am so honored to have you on the show and to get ready to get these wonderful nuggets that you're going to share with our audience tonight.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm really honored to get to be able to be here with you and your listeners this evening.
Awesome. Now, you know, the title of today is You Are Uniquely Brilliant. So can you tell us, Steve, how you became uniquely brilliant?
Well, to start off with, I would say that all of us became uniquely brilliant before we were ever born, that from the foundation of the world, you know, God had a plan for exactly the minute that we were going to be born. And to steal from T.D. Jakes, I love this statement that he says. He says that God is so interested in us coming into existence that he doesn't care who it took to make you the very exact specific DNA that makes up who you are. So sometimes some of us, I mean, I was fortunate. I have a great set of parents. But some of us, you know, weren't necessarily born into the perfect households. But God was so interested in having us come into this world that he moved literally heaven and earth for us to happen. And so I believe that, you know, as the Bible would say, I was fearfully and wonderfully made from the foundations of the world. And, and that's where our unique brilliance starts.
Yes, yes. You know, it's so many people that don't know that they were uniquely and wonderfully made. And I know that you have seen this in your walk. So tell us a little bit about how you would speak to someone who has not really found out that they are brilliantly and wonderfully made.
Well, so I would start with that phrase. You know, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. There are so many people that have had experiences in their life where they have had miscarriages, where children have been aborted, where, you know, wars have broke out and babies have died and those kind of things. It is a miracle just in and of itself, you know, whatever age you are, that you exist right now today, and that you're able to hear this. And so the fact that you have the ability to hear my voice is the number one first piece of proof that you truly were made for a purpose, and that there isn't any kind of accidents. It wasn't like, you know, God turned his back for a second and oops, here came somebody he didn't expect to come around. You know, he literally had a reason why he wanted you to exist before your parents ever met, before your grandparents ever met. And he, as I said before, literally moved heaven and earth to make sure that you are here and that you can be the best you that you can be.
Yes, yes. You know, I know that that is so encouraging to many people because a lot of people don't have that voice that says, you know, we don't worry about the past. We worry about where you're going from. You were already built to be wonderful. You were already built to be unique. You were already built to be powerful. Now it's time for you to decide to walk in it. And, you know, someone like yourself, saying those words to the people, sometimes that would probably just be like, wow, revelation. And tell us about some times when, you know, you were faced with that, where you were the revelation for these people. You know, because, like I said before, a lot of people just really don't connect to the fact that they are great. They are enough. They are beautiful beyond measure. Hmm. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've been fortunate throughout all of my life, really. As you said, you know, at the beginning, I am a third-generation minister. My grandfather was a pastor. My father actually still is a minister. So, you know, I grew up in church. And going back before even I can remember, I've had opportunities to, you know, share from stage the incredible journey that Jesus has had me on. And I've been literally all over the world talking to people about that. But, you know, I've had so many great opportunities. I think of my friend John. John, when I first met him, his life was, and it's ironic because his name actually is John. I didn't change it for the sake of the interview. And John, when I first met him, he was actually literally strung out on drugs. And this may shock some people, but I actually went to a bar and met him there. And for the most part, basically drug him out of the bar. He was willing. It wasn't like, you know, I had to knock him over the head and drag him unconscious. But John wanted more, but never had seen the possibility of there being more until I came into his life. And I was able to share with him, you know, that there was a possibility. And from that little teeny tiny seed, in John's particular case, he entered an organization called Teen Challenge, which is a drug rehab organization that exists here in the United States. And he was with that program for several years, actually, after he was clean and sober for a couple of years. He then toured around with their musical group that they have that tours around and talks to at-risk youth and stuff like that. And it was just amazing to watch the transformation in his life. He actually now works as a minister. He has a clown ministry that he works in and works with little children and entertains them and tells them Bible stories in a very fun, you know, kind of goofy way that only a clown can get away with. And it's just amazing to see the difference that little spark of possibility brings into a person's life.
Oh, my goodness. That was so motivational. I mean, for you to be able to watch that transformation, and then you made a statement that was so powerful. I went to the bar to get him, and then I dragged him out. So, in other mm-hmm. words, you met him where he was and then gave him that word. And he walked out freely. And, you know, it was just the fact that you were willing to meet him where he was. Because a lot of times, a lot of people don't want to meet you where you are. They want to give you all of this, but they don't want to meet the person where they are. And that was so commendable of you, to meet him where he was. You know, you weren't too high and mighty to step out of the walls and go and find this man who needed to be set free. You did what you were supposed to do. You did what you were called to do. And I just want to thank you for that, because a lot of times we don't have a lot of people out there that do that for us. And that was spectacular. Now, when we're talking about being uniquely brilliant, how does the faith tie into you being uniquely brilliant?
You know, the Bible says faith is the evidence of things not seen. And that can seem really complicated to people, especially if they're not familiar with the Bible. And the thing about it is, I spent years literally looking at that particular verse and knowing that there was a real light bulb moment in there that finally one day God showed me. And he said, you know, evidence is something that we all understand. We all live in a society where we know, you know, that the lawyer brings a piece of evidence to trial to show something tangible that the jury can look at and say, here's this gun, you know, here's this piece of paper that this person signed a contract, whatever the evidence might be. Faith in our lives is the evidence. Faith is the tangible. It's something that we can touch. And now I know some people are thinking, it's like, well, I can't touch faith. You know, faith doesn't have, you know, writing on a piece of paper. But the fact that we have the ability to believe that something that isn't could be, and it doesn't have to be deeply woo-woo or spiritual. Most of us believe that tomorrow morning when we get up, there's going to be a sun still in the sky. We haven't actually lived in tomorrow yet, but we believe that. That's called faith. And that ability to have that faith that every single person on the planet has, regardless of what religious background they come from, that mm-hmm. is the evidence for the things that we then pray for, that we come to God and we say, Lord, I'd like my life to be like such and such. And whatever we're praying for, that faith is where it starts. That's that thing that we can hold on to in those times when, you know, we can't literally see it. You know, our bank account may not always say what we believe God's leading us towards, but we can have that faith to believe it. We can hold on to that tangibly. We can grasp a hold of it because of the fact that we were born as a person who has the ability to turn on a light switch and have the expectation that a light's going to turn on in the room and that electricity hasn't just stopped working in the split second between the time we reached our arm out and we flipped that switch.
Yes. You know, and I know that you are a business coach as well as a third generation minister. So you'll definitely feel me on this. There's a terminology saying that you got to put skin in the game. Mm-hmm. And so when you sit up there and you put out that prayer and say, Lord, I want you to do X, Y, and Z, that faith is that skin in the game because you are believing in him that he's going to do what you've asked him to do. And so once you put that out there in the atmosphere, you have to have that faith to say, okay, Lord, I know you're getting ready to work your work. You're getting ready to make this happen because I asked you. And so I know you deliver on all of your promises because you promised me that, you know, these things would happen for me. And then you got that skin in the game, which is the faith, and that's that connection piece. I love that tangible piece in that, you know, and we can relate it to business. We can relate it however. But you are so right that faith is a powerful tool. That's that connecting piece. That's that piece that says this will happen or it won't happen. Because if you don't believe it's going to happen, why ask for it?
Mm.
You know?
So oh,
yeah. When that is, yes. You know, when you're speaking to your clients or when you're speaking to your people now, and you're speaking about the faith, and what if they come to you with some doubt? Tell us about that piece. What happens when the doubt surfaces? What are we supposed to do with that faith then?
Well, and the first thing I would tell anybody that comes in with doubt is we all have doubt. We're human beings, and when we're believing for something, it's nearly impossible for us to go from point A to point B without there being an interim in there where we wonder, well, what if it doesn't? Mm-hmm. So that's just normal. That's kind of part of how we are as people. I don't know that we're built to be that way, but we've definitely been trained to be that way throughout the course of our life. So that's the first thing is we need to understand everybody questions it. You know, T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen, you know, great men of God, great men in business, you know, Andrew Carnegies of the world, the people that have done great and wonderful things, they have had those minutes where they've doubted, where they've been like, well, what if this one doesn't work out? And so that's the first thing is that it's okay. You know, God doesn't stop being God because you have a moment where you're like, what if? It's just a thought. That's fine. The next step of that is, what can you do now? Because often what we're believing for isn't really what we want. We're believing. I'll give you a perfect one. Most everybody has, is, or will be praying for more money, regardless of what income level they're at. But it's not normally really the money that we're really wanting and believing for. It's something more tangible, more real than that. We need a new car, you know, because the car we're driving around in is broken and really needs some help. We have a mission, you know, we want to serve more people, but we don't have the money to be able to do it. We want our children to go to a specific college, any of those kind of things. Those are really what we're looking for. And so the first thing that we have to do to move out of that realm of doubt is to move into actually doing and going after what we really actually want. You know, a perfect example of that is the lottery. Here, what was it, about 2 months ago, the Powerball, the national Powerball got to like $1.5 billion or something, you know. And the truth of the matter is that I forget what the number was, but it was like one in 250 billion chance or something that you were going to win it. You know, and people were still buying tickets. What they really needed to be thinking to themselves is, what do I want to impact the world with? What can I impact the world with? And then really start going after that. If we really truly just wanted money, you know, we wanted to be like Scrooge McDuck, you know, do you remember that from DuckTales? Swimming through a pile of money, you know, if that was really what motivated us, you know, then we would go out and we would get some high risk, high reward job working in, you know, the oil fields, you know, in different places around the world, risking our lives extremely for a huge payoff. That would be what we would do if all we just wanted to do was just have a giant pile of money. But if what we really want to do is, for example, you know, meet the financial needs of the people in our family, or we want to feed people in our community, those are much more tangible kind of things. And there are then steps that we can take from where we are now to where we need to be to reach those goals. When we stop focusing on that giant pile of money that in and of itself is, you know, just paper. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, yes. And the reason why I wanted to take you there is because, you know, we have doubt a lot of times, but we also have a message. And sometimes that doubt keeps us from our message. And that sometimes can block our faith in the fact that our message is strong and that it's real. And so that is one of the reasons why I'm loving what you're saying, because there's so many people out there that are sitting on their gift, they're sitting on their message, and they don't know how many people are waiting on that message. They're waiting for them to give them that nugget that's going to change their life, but they're sitting back in fear. They're sitting back, holding back on that gift that they have inside of them. What would you say to someone who is holding back?
Well, I remember exactly what it was like to be that person. I went through about a 10-year period of time in my life, just came out of it a couple of years ago, actually, where I just started hiding from the world. I had some very real pains and things that happened in my life that I just really was beaten down to the point where I didn't want to fight anymore. you know, and we all get to that place. But what I found was I was sitting in a meeting, and it was Lisa Nichols, if you're familiar with her, that was actually talking. And she looked out at the audience, and Lisa has a wonderful way of talking so that you always feel like she's talking directly to you, regardless of how big the audience is. And she looked out at the audience, and she said, "Your message is not about you. It never was." And I paused for a minute when I said that now, because it still hits me. And it's so important that we understand the gift that we have inside of us isn't so that we can grow our egos to the point where our heads can't fit through the door. Regardless of what that gifting is, if it's, you know, if you're musically talented, if you're talented in writing, you know, if you're a great mom, any of those kind of giftings, they're there because of who you're supposed to give it to, not just so that you can look at it and go, "Ooh, this is really pretty. I'm so proud of myself for having this wonderful gift. Look at how amazing I am." It's so that you can open up your hands and you can give it to the people that that gift was really meant for in the first place.
Oh, my goodness. That's powerful. That's powerful. Sometimes we have to realize that our message is bigger than our comfort zone. Sometimes we have to realize that, you know, we have to step out, and whether we introvert, extrovert, whatever it is, we have to step out into our greatness and into our brilliance, because there's somebody waiting on that message. And who are we to stop somebody else's growth because of our fear? We were put out here for a reason. We were put out here for a purpose. Yes, it's not about us. It's not about us. It is about the person who is there to receive that message, who is going to take them to the next level. We are just a conduit for them to get their steps so that they can move into that greater. Oh, my gosh. Yes, that is powerful. That is powerful. Oh, now, Steve, I know that you do several other things besides ministry and business coaching. You do have a show, and you do have other businesses. So please share with us.
Well, so I'm blessed. I get to work with my wife, Kathy, and together our website is called WeHelpYouThrive.com, because ultimately that's what we want to do, is we want to help the people that we come in contact thrive in their life and business. And so everything that we do surrounds that as a concept. The primary thing that we do has to do with authors, speakers, and coaches. We help them get their message out there by writing and publishing a best-selling book. And we have a process where we can get you from no information at all to published and bestseller list in less than 30 days. We just launched also our Work With You training program. So if you want to do more of the writing yourself, you can do that. And that's our 9-week bestseller formula class. We have that we do. And then, of course, I do have the radio show that I run weekly. And I've been so blessed to have some amazing guests. I've had Lisa on the show. Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's dad, was on the show with me. John Murphy, who's a business coach from the south of France, actually. And the list just goes on. So many amazing people. One of my favorites, Dr. Donald Joy, who has been my mentor since I was in third grade. Him and his wife were my godparents. And you know, it was amazing to have him on the show and share the decades of wisdom that he's gained, you know, and how we can share our message and our voice simply by surrounding ourselves with friends that we can be unique and genuine with. And so that's some of the kind of things that we do every day. Mostly these days we say basically Steve gets paid to talk a lot.
Well, Steve, you do it very well. and you are sharing your gift, and it must be an honor and a privilege to be able to help others every day just by speaking and just by sharing.
Oh, it really is. I love it. You know, I was in a meeting with somebody the other day, and they're like, well, what do you do to celebrate you? And I was like, well, I have the greatest gift in my life because sometimes several times a day, but definitely a couple of times a week, I get to see a new book hit the bestseller list, often number one on the bestseller list. And, you know, I got to be a little part of that. And again, it's not about me. It's about that message that's out there and some of the amazing stories that these men and women have shared with the world that have just been sitting inside of them. And now not only is it out there, but it's on the bestseller list. It's on the new and noteworthy list. And people can actually learn from folks like Joan Randall, who, you know, talk about how you can go from 90 days from victim to victor. Or, you know, Dr. Carol Parker Walsh, who talks about how important it is to let your outsides reflect your insides in the way that you dress and what that means for her having been through a bad relationship and regaining her self-esteem and letting that show on the outside. And the list goes on and on. I could talk to you for the rest of the week about all the amazing authors we've worked with in the last couple of months. That's the big joy, is just to get to be able to see there's another message that can have a huge impact in the world.
Yes, yes. And where can they find you if something is resonating with them tonight? And I would also love to have your final takeaway.
So you can always go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. The radio show's there, everything that we do with bestsellers, authors, speakers, and coaches, all of it's right there at that website. So you can go there. And as far as the takeaway goes, you know, I'll say the same thing that I say as I close every one of my radio shows. I want you to understand you are uniquely brilliant. You're not just an accident. You weren't just put here because there's too much oxygen on the planet and we had to suck up a little bit more of it. You were created for a purpose, a very specific, genuinely unique purpose that only you can fulfill. Oprah does Oprah really well. She's got that one covered. We need you to do you. We need you. And that's the last part of that, is the world needs you. And I want you to know that Kathy and I are here to help you anytime to live your life, to thrive in your life and in your business.
Oh, my goodness. And if Steve said something to you tonight that truly resonated with you, please find this podcast on changingmindsonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Tuned In, and, of course, our YouTube channel. Steve, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I know that the nuggets that you have shared with us have truly, truly blessed the audience.
It was my honor and privilege. I'm really, really glad that I was able to get to talk with you and to reach out to your audience. Hopefully some people have found some things that will inspire them and help them move on and move forward in their life.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say to the audience tonight, Jess and I, we love you. All of our shows we do for you. We want you to know that you are wonderful and brilliantly made. And thank you to Mr. Steve Kidd for bringing that message truly to fruition tonight. Thank you so much, everyone.